Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Veteran activist and former MP Hone Harawira is picking this morning's pōwhiri for government parties at Waitangi will draw a greater level of protest than recent years. A hīkoi is due to arrive at Waitangi at about 10 a.m. this morning, at about the same time the pōwhiri gets underway on the treaty grounds. Mr. Harawira says he's leaving the marches to the next generation of activists, but the government can expect their response to its attacks on kaupapa Māori.
Steps have been taken by the Iwi Leaders Forum and others to present intelligent cases to government on these various issues, but clearly government's not got a hankering to listen. So, yeah, could be all kinds of protests, could be all kinds of statements being made at Waitangi this year, and yeah, so be it.
Hone Harawira says the government is placing business profits above the lives of its citizens, especially with undermining our world-leading smoke-free legislation. The Green Party has pledged to support Tūtau Māori as they battle against the coalition government's policies to strip te reo from the public service, scrap the Māori wards, and dismantle the Māori Health Authority. During the pōwhiri for opposition parties at Waitangi this weekend, co-leader Marama Davidson said it's important to uphold the rangatiratanga of Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
We know that it's important in and of itself to uphold Te Tiriti o Waitangi, self-determination and mana motuhake, but it's also important because we want to save our rivers, our oceans, the climate for future mokopuna, and make sure everyone has what they need to live with dignity. And this is also why we must continue to work with and for Māori.
The coalition government is due to be welcomed at Te Whare Runanga o Waitangi this morning. Young people are more social, and that could be putting rangatahi at greater risk of meningococcal disease. Data from the Institute of Environmental Science and Research show the majority of cases are among Māori and Pacifica Pepe and Tamariki, but the cases among those between 15 and 29 more than doubled over the past year to 35% of all cases. The disease kills about 60 New Zealanders a year, with many more survivors suffering permanent disabilities such as brain damage, hearing loss and amputated limbs. Karen Williams, a school nurse at Woodford House in Hawke's Bay, says it's spread by saliva and other bodily fluids, and that could be a problem as young people start becoming more social.
Maybe drinks if you're at a party, you know, not sharing vapes. It might be someone who's unwell and sort of sneezing and coughing, but it's sort of sharing, coughing, sneezing, kissing, you know, those sorts of things.
Karen Williams says at the start of the school year, schools send out a reminder to parents that high school-aged pupils are eligible for a free meningococcal vaccine, and it's a good idea to take it. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!